That one.
Thank you.
Mark's much better with words.
Advantage. Caldwell.
I'm good with people.
Whoa.
I like that sound.
That sound is awesome. It's I have that sound going on in my head just sort of anyway. So that's nice.
Is that the sound that you have when Shannon talks?
No.
It's a tune-out sound?
Although I'd be missing an opportunity if I didn't say, wah, 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 wah. But it's not true. She's a very interesting person. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. And we're very excited, as we are every week, because we always have new music to play.
Yeah, and I'm actually kind of extra excited because we have a band from a country that we've never played before.
Really?
Actually, well, they didn't... Yeah. They gave us the whole continent, actually.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start? Is there something you want to share first before we go to music? Great hat, John.
Thank you.
Do you have a...
I enjoy the hat.
Do you have an audition to be...
To wear a hat? No, I just
where
felt
you
like
have to, like,
hat.
Handle fish, throw fish?
No, you know what it is?
Cannery? It's, are you working in a cannery? Do you have that
kind
of audition?
You're always so well put together, and I never have the time to do my hair that you do. And so I just decided today was a good day to wear a hat. So that's where I'm going with that.
That makes no sense at all, because my head is shaved. So
they don't. They're listening to the radio. They don't.
And
know
we haven't
that.
Updated the photos.
You always
either.
Ruin the illusion.
Yeah,
the idea is that everybody in the world is here with us in this little
yes,
room.
Yes, they are.
So they're going to listen to your music from. Can I say it? Can I say it?
If you want to.
From Africa, you got music from Africa. That's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's a good song too.
Yeah. Why don't we start with you then?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
No. You start. No, please you.
Okay.
No.
This is a band. I'm going to hope I pronounced their name right. It's Twanken. They're out of Bamako, Africa. This is a song called, and I don't speak French, but I'm going to just say it as my best French pronunciation. Do you speak French at all? Barely?
Not the actual
so,
language.
Cicatrice, would you say, John?
What I found is that a lot of French sounds like English, but sort of disappointed.
As an English person, disappointed?
So like pronounce it like you would in English, but as if you just hate spitting the word out.
Cicatrice.
Yeah, I think that sounded a little bit more French.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to it. Am I up? Am I ready?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, it's already going. Stop.
Oh, that's good. That's a good start. Good start to the show there,
I didn't
Mark.
Even know it was already going.
Well right. done.
Here we go. You're listening to... here's their MySpace page real quick. MySpace.com/Twonkan, TIOUNKAN. And as a reminder, if you need any of this information, you can instant message us here at the station. Here at Kill Radio, we use Kill Radio Station. But this is the band called... Twanken out of Bamako, Africa. A first for us. I'm so excited. Here
awesome.
You go.
Let's
KillRadio.org.
Mon pote, faut que tu tiennes. Quand je rapporte la mienne, t'as l'impression que je raconte la tienne. Faut que ça déchaîne mes veines. Mais faut que tu retiennes les tiennes. On crève de des chiens ou de chiennes. Moi j'en ai marre de ne pas voir la vie réaliser mes rêves. Des fois je pète les plombs, je rêve plus que comme mon frère. Je parle du quotidien, écoute bien. Je suis comme tout le monde ici, né derrière. Je crève de faim parce que la fin justifie les moyens.
Mais tu sais ça s'en sortir. Chacun sait se lutter. Importe la manière, mais y'a rien à faire. On y passe notre vie. On est fini avant qu'on se rende compte qu'on a rien construit. Ma femme a foutu le camp parce que j'avais rien à l'offrir. Kevin dit que mes enfants foutent dans ces trous à souffrir. Je repète les forces et les trous en prison pour un poignot défendre. L'image du Gaza c'est propage. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a vous que j'honorerai apprendre que rien n'est fait un homme à part le pain. Tu vois mec c'est ça ma cicatrice.
Mon cœur suis comme marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life. Putain c'est quoi cette merde. Mon cœur suis comme marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life.
La vie est coriace mais on lit comment faire pour ne pas contrepasse. Je ressens qu'à ma femme et ma fille, c'est qu'on saute pour nourrir la famille. En passant au futur, je garde un petit espoir dans mes entrailles. Mais au fur et à mesure, je me rends compte que le futur ne changera pas. Grand chose à vous sur la génération future verra pire que nous. J'ai pour passer des gris-gris, paroles de survie. Là sont les jours où je
moi je ne vois la mienne. C'est un bureaucrate, soit mine d'un des impénorants. Un voix qui les craint, elle craint seulement les grands. Vivia, ta raison de lancer NSOS, toutes ces situations qui laissent sous stress. Il y a trop de détresse, trop tant de richesses. Trop de filles valent leur fesse pour quelques pièces. J'arrive là, s'ouvre mes coups tranquilles quand je pense à mon père en détresse. En train de chercher ce qu'on allait bouffer. T'as fait coup de cœur d'avoir les chefs de famille chiés parce qu'ils n'ont pas su trouver la faille. On se dit que la vie c'est comme ça, ça va pas. Il y a des hauts, il y a des bas. Et si on devrait chialer pour toutes nos galères, je te jure qu'on chialerait encore. Certains jeunes me foutent la rage et d'autres me plaignent à quatre. Comme quand je pense qu'à ton frère, il n'y a plus de tolérance. Mon cœur succombe, marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life. Putain, c'est quoi cette merde? Mon cœur succombe, marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life. Je suis triste quand je vois les rues à son. Je sais gosse marqué par la dureté de cette sentence. C'est fou ce que la gosse peut faire pour se rapprocher de Dieu. Oublier les mépris de la société. Quand il fait, c'est le monde jeté dans les poubelles comme des vieilles serpillères. Qui n'ont jamais connu le bonheur, ne serait-ce qu'éphémère. Forcément la rue les apprivoisera et finiront au cimetière. Dites-moi si t'exagères. Pour un bureaucrate, quand je parle de toute ta misère. Qu'on me dise qu'ils ont fait pour que ces gosses à l'école comme leurs frères. Ils n'ont rien fait, seuls leurs contemporains que leurs songères. Ouais. Je suis pas là pour leur dire ce qu'ils veulent entendre. Dites-leur ça. Mon cœur succombe, marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life. Putain, c'est quoi cette merde? Mon cœur succombe, marqué par la dureté de la bombe. Ma cicatrice est trop profonde, crasse. Une autre moment traumatise ma life.
Game, nigga. Flash, don't be playing with my money, nigga. You playing with my feelings.
Like you heard him, wait.
Stop. Stop.
We know. The truth has been told, y'all. Fan records, here's the difference between you and me. I'll make you happy. You like that big man selling them
dreams.
Dancing your team, but the fight is fixed. Freestyle battle in the club, nobody's winning this shit. You must have paid A&Rs just to listen to shit. Money tossing without it, nobody's moving for shit. Heard your whole team trash, nobody feeling you, dick. Look, that move that you made in the club is lit. Time paper, so you owe me shit. Play with my team, verdict be the streets be caught. Be the balance, don't be giving me shorts. Stop the game, use credit, cause your words is like.
Good song.
Promoting, trying to manage the club, wanna be stupid. Charge the $75 an artist, what are you doing? Just to try to cheat the scale. Nobody showed up, there goes your ticket sales. Nobody showed up, and there goes your ticket sales.
That's a subscriber's request.
Stop playing with my team. Pay my niggas money, man. Know how to hide
it. It's slow, pays and cut, you heard?
MOP, make sure you're not a business. Living on the DJ back. You sound enough. I'm gonna see you in the streets, yo. Look in my eyes, nigga. Suffer world in my pain. I give you bullets that'll leave you with change. You'll get caught bullseye like a target to range. I'm the best kept secret like the evil in Kane. Lotus the name, madman going insane. Like Ferguson when he shot up the train. Stressed out when it shit on my brain. So when I'm walking, nigga, watch for my kicks. Get off my dick, stop talking past the licks. I'm texting the twist, get my mind right, making a list. Trying to choose who's first, like which one should I hit. I forgive, but I never forget. So watch who that evil man losing it. Coming for your ass. I don't take excuses when it's past that. Stay on my job, let's not forget. I want the money, no sweat. Time's ticking like a bomb threat. I'm losing it, going crazy. Like Ed Kong's vets from the Navy. My type of attitude is deprecating. I'm not invincible, but keep my morals like the principal. I don't want to grab none of my spit. But ladies recognize the verse like they remember the dick. Whack cats give me headaches that be thinking they spit. On the rooftop, plotting a hit. You take the rap on some Oswald well shit. You're going under, minority law, murder numbers.
Yeah.
You heard me? Nothing. It's too easy, no.
At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls. At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls. At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls. At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes.
That was a nice little set, dude.
Yeah, thank you. That was artist we played before by the name of Lotus. The song's title says, F you pay me, but it's probably fuck you pay me, right?
No, no, no. It's probably brought to you by the letters F and U, like on Sesame Street.
Oh, sweet. F, U, and pay me.
Yeah.
So it's, today's show is about the letter F, the letter U, and about making proper payment, bitches. And then, so Lotus is out of Bronx, New York, myspace.com/minoritymobentertainment. Again, that's myspace.com/minoritymobentertainment. And then before that, once again, Tuanken with a song called Cicatrice. They're out of Bamako, Africa, myspace.com/Tuanken. T-I-O-U-N-K-A-N. And again, if you'd like any of this information, you can instant message us here at the station. We use the handle Kill Radio Station, AOL Instant Messenger.
Awesome. So it's been quite a week.
Yeah.
Quite a weekend.
Yeah, I got to play catch up.
All of us, but mostly for me. So Thursday, I had my big isgoodmusic.com presents event.
Right, at the Mint.
At the Mint, yeah. And it was huge. 135 people.
No
Not
way.
Including the 15 or so that are like
always
Mint
there.
VIP people, I guess. Uh-huh. And Sarah Routh was amazing. Buddy was amazing. Buddy was actually extra special amazing because his entire band took jobs playing for Joe Purdy opening on tour for Gomez. Like a week before the show. So it was just Buddy.
Oh, I see.
And it was pretty, by the time he went up, it was pretty crowded. So it was just a guy and a guitar for a big crowd, but crowd loved it because he's awesome. And then Gabriel Mann gave an amazing performance. And then Sam Sparrow blew everyone's mind away just with, like, because nobody knew what to expect.
Right, right.
And it was awesome. The whole show, the Mint was impressed. I was happy. A lot of my friends showed up. A lot of members of bands that I've interviewed showed up.
Oh, cool.
A bunch of Kill Radio peeps were there. It was
nice.
It was just a great fucking night. I think
That's
there's going to be more of them, so I'm excited about
that. Cool.
And then Saturday, Starsky and I did Leisure Suite again.
Right.
And Saturdays, man, Bar 107 is... Dude, there was a line out the door.
I've never seen a line in Bar 107.
A line out the door.
Really?
It was so packed. People were dancing. You could have filled the place with foam. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And
I'm telling you, Bar 107 is... Of all the kind of stuff happening downtown, it's hitting the niche because it's like a bar you can let your hair down at. Most of the bars
there
are
all... Well, you used to
have
hair to let down. You can't really say that anymore,
no.
Right, since you shaved
your
head.
But most of the bars downtown right now are these upper crusty kind of nicey nice bars.
Yeah, they're like little
like
restaurant
library bar
kind of things,
if you've been to. It's nice. I love that bar, but you know, it's so
Bar
great.
107 is dirty.
It's dirty without being homeless. That's because that's the other thing. Like if you go to Krabby Joe's or something,
it's dirty.
Yeah,
yeah. People always have a really good time. No, we were really impressed because our experience DJing there on Fridays was that things were slow until about 11:30,
right?
And then all of a sudden it got packed, and then we had the dance floor and everything was cool,
right?
Now like 10:15, 10:20 rolls around,
it's
and the
packed.
Place is already full and just continues to get more full.
Wow.
And, you know, we're playing stuff that people singing along
nice.
And jumping up and down.
That's how that place should be. That's the perfect venue for what you guys do. You
I
know,
think
70s
I actually played
80s.
LL Cool J, I'm Gonna Knock You Out.
Mama
and,
said.
And I think I might have started a fight.
Are you serious?
Because everyone was taking everything so literally. I played Jump Around. People were jumping around. And like,
oh, I see.
And then people were like shadow boxing. It was awesome. Anyway, if you want more information on that night, if you're in LA and you're looking for something crazy to do, that 70s versus 80s DJ night.
Yep.
Now, check it out at Bar 107. It's called Leisure Suite. myspace.com/theleisuresuite. But enough about me. How was your weekend?
It was good. I had a...
Great. It was nice talking to you. Let's go to music.
This is interesting. I had a date on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Plans got changed. He overbooked us himself. So he goes, I was supposed to be going to my... one of my best friend's niece's quinceañera. I don't know if you know what a quinceañera is. It's like the 15-year-old coming out party.
Right.
It's a big to-do.
It's a female Latino bar mitzvah.
Yes. Exactly. Bat mitzvah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what it was. Big, huge dance. There's always a DJ, dance floor. It's in the backyard, but a huge backyard party at night. And so we go. Great time. Then I find out yesterday, because we hooked up again, he goes, oh, by the way, I'm kind of seeing someone in Portland. I'm like, what?
Oh, well, that's awkward.
So I'm like, do you think I was under the idea, perhaps, the assumption, perhaps, that you were available or this was kind of a date.
Because it's also like he brought you to like a family affair.
Yeah, I was kind of freaking out over
that. Like,
yeah. Friends know. I mean, yeah. So
I have a friend who did that.
I was kind of bummed out by that. But I guess I have to look at it that I just probably shouldn't have expectations as much as possible in life.
I guess
that's
not.
That's the lesson, really, have no expectations. Just, I guess that, anyway, I'm going
to
go off
no,
on.
I think, no, Sam, I was thinking, I think I was talking to Starsky about the other day about those motivational speakers, you know, like Tony Robbins, and they always like, say, get out there and do things. And there's never, like, it would be really cool to see just one guy who is sort of the opposite of that. And he's like, you know what, lower your expectations. Hey, you know, screw those aspirations. Apathy is something that, you know, not enough people are really into these days. And you need to get out there and rent a movie.
Stupid.
I think it'd be awesome. I think I could be that guy, too.
I think you are that guy.
We're going to go to music. This is from a band called Dead Town Revival. It's to us from Just Rock PR. Thank you for your submission. This is a rather punkish band, which I think you will enjoy. So they have an album here called Hasta la Muerte. So let me just set this up here. Here we go. And you're listening to here on killradio.org. Still listening?
Today.
Okay, there we go.
Today, John.
What about now?
John.
Mother screams and screams in
and Verbach on here on killradio.org. That was Dead Town Revival. And you can check them out by going to deadtownrevival.com as well as myspace.com/deadtownrevival. And I suppose you can also go to justrockpr.com to take a look at the publicity company that they work with. The name of their album is Hasta la Muerte. Thanks for your submission. Hey, guess what, Mark?
What?
You organized a Kill Radio benefit around here, and it's coming up, didn't you?
No.
Don't you be coy.
No. I'm innately coy. No, yeah, I it's coming along really good. It's, what is it, 6 bands, 7 bands?
Can we talk about who's going to play yet, or do we
Yeah, we can talk now about it. We have 7 artists. All different ranges of music.
These are all local artists who've submitted to Kill Radio.
Uh-huh.
We've played.
Who've discovered us, basically.
Yeah.
And they're all excited about doing this benefit for killradio.org. It's The Nooch, Skylar Stone Street, The Renders, Sarah Melson, Foreign Keys, Black Dollar. Actually, no, Black Dollar is one. They're performing under a different name.
Ooh.
They're going to, because it's just
like
gonna be
a
two
symbol?
Of them. No.
The artist formerly known as Black Dollar?
They're performing under Happy Hands, Happy Feet.
Sweet.
Which I got to write down. That's why I wanted to make sure I remembered. Happy Hands, Happy Feet. And then also Craig Lyons. So
that's cool. So that's like a pretty broad mix of like hip-hop and
that's
folk
what I was exactly trying to do is have it be a good, odd cross-section. Kind of like what our Glenn. So I hope it plays out that way, and I think it will. So
when is this? I feel like I'm selling a rotisserie chicken maker. Wow, this looks really delicious.
Is there anything more that it can do?
Yeah.
When's it happening? I'd like to know.
Those are my lines.
Oh, sorry.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Tell me more about this magnificent event.
It's happening on the third Sunday in March, which is right around the corner. It's basically a little more than a month away. Right? Or less than a month away.
Less than a month away.
Less than a month away.
How exciting.
It is exciting. It's happening at Lost Souls Cafe, which is one of my favorite.
Super hip.
Super fun hangouts downtown. Old restaurant space.
Lost Souls is awesome.
Yeah. And I think it'll be a good event because it's acoustic. It's all acoustic. So a lot of the artists are kind of excited about creating an acoustic set. And I know the Nooch is just going to rap to his laptop. And
so you're telling me I can get 7 bands for how much?
Well, we're asking for a $5 $5 donation, minimum $5 donation. Only $5 for 7 bands. That's
wow.
Less than
and
a dollar
donation,
a band.
By donation, you mean $5 or black eye kind of thing? Like
give us
$5
or else, yeah. Yeah, we can't we can't charge a cover because of the venue. But we can ask for a $5 donation. We're also going to do raffles.
So don't be that guy that gives $4 and then says, hey, man, it's a donation.
Right. Are you talking about me or you?
I'm talking about me.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So
it's good. So it's going to be, it's Sunday the 18th of March. It's from 6 to 10. And it's going to be packed.
It's a little bit scary because it's Lost Souls. It's a nice size for a cafe, but it's not like the Echo. We're gonna have a lot of people there. I think.
No, well, that's the other thing I like because I've seen live bands there, I've seen DJs there, I've seen a lot of different type of stuff there, and it holds its own really well.
Well, awesome. Well, if you're listening in the LA area, then we'll probably see you there as well.
Yeah, please. So,
yeah, we should get some music.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, but again, right. Just the breakdown again. It was March 18th at Lost Souls Cafe,
yep.
Kill Radio benefit,
yep.
Featuring bands from here, $5 cover.
Yep. And there'll be some amazing raffles, too.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some awesome Kill Radio merch.
Merch.
Merch. I love that word.
We're going to go to Vegas now.
Let's do it.
This is a band out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Apparently what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
No, because it's traveled
now
over
it's here.
It's here.
Yeah.
At here.
Talking
here.
About false advertising.
Yeah. That's stupid. This is an artist by the name, or a band by the name of Leather Mouse. Song called Old Man Rotten's House.
That's a great name for a band and a great name for a song.
And their MySpace page is myspace.com/leathermouse and the number one. Leathermouse one. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
That's all you got. He can rest at just one shot. Says a man rotten from his lot. slash the words I lay. You don't know shit, just go away. What was it like back in the day? AMM fucked it away. I slash my wrist, I still got made. Keep saying fucking, you get paid. We'll be right back.
Here, here.
Here, here. Welcome back.
On KillRadio.org.
Hailing from Sweden. I don't know exactly where. That was the Chuck Norris Experiment. MySpace.com/TheChuckNorrisExperiment. That was a song called Señorita. And then before that, we heard Leather Mouse out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Old Man Rotten's House. MySpace.com/LeatherMouse1. And again, if you'd like any more information about any of the bands we play, just instant message us. You can always email us through our MySpace page. Our MySpace page is actually MySpace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE.
Mark, did you watch the Oscars yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
I wasn't planning on it, but where I went had him on, and it was pretty funny. I was at this bar called Faultline. It's one of those bearsy bars, like bear guys, like B-E-A-R.
Those giant gay people that like to hug you?
Yeah, and that are furry. And they're kind of playing up that certain cult of masculinity, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always been a fun place to go. It's always been a place where you feel like, you know, whatever, you drop your beer bottle, who cares? Because there's a big, huge outdoor area. There's a big indoor area. It's just a crazy fun place. So I just went to hook up with that guy that I thought I was dating.
Right.
Lo and behold. And what's funny, normally on their TV monitors that they have both indoors and out, they're blasting gay porn and they're playing music over it. So it was funny because what they did was they were playing the Oscars, but in the little picture-in-picture box, they still had the gay porn going. And it was typical, like, prison scene porn, you know, cops on prisoner porn, you know, with shaved heads and that kind of enforcing people and, you know, rape fantasy stuff. And and then there's a shot of Gwyneth Paltrow clapping, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was hilarious. And then Ellen DeGeneres I thought was really funny, though. I don't know if you saw her opening monologue.
I caught very little of the Oscars. I saw some of it, but the parts that I saw her her do, I thought she was very funny.
Really? I wanted to watch more of it, but what happened was...
Did you see the part where she gave the script to Scorsese? I thought that was hilarious. She's like, she kneels down next to Martin Scorsese, and she's like, God, it's so hot in here. And she's waving herself with a like thick piece of paper, you know? She's like, God, hey, what is this? Oh, this is a screenplay that I wrote. How weird that would be in my hand. Well, anyway, if you have time to take a look at it. You know, and he was like, yeah, of course, you know.
That's funny.
So, I think it was cool that The Departed won, because I actually enjoyed that movie, and I tend not to.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I tend not to enjoy a lot of movies that get nominated.
Yeah.
And I thought he deserved the Oscar for
that. See, what happened to me was, by that point, you know, since I've done the fast, I have hardly drank at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started off having a couple beers, and then...
You got really lightheaded.
I got drunk really quick. I don't even remember. I didn't watch the rest of the Oscars because I was too busy walking around.
I hate the Oscars. I hate award shows. I can't stand watching them because it's always a bunch of like really, 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 really rich people congratulating each other.
Themselves.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? I'm so glad we got together and voted to give each other some awards because we've done so much in our...
Right.
So much grassroots organizing. I mean, you know, to be fair, I'm not saying that they don't work hard, and also like, and you know, a lot of them, there's a big activist bent to a lot of the Oscars this year, which I thought was really cool.
Right.
But just generally speaking, awards shows are just kind of creepy.
Come on, let's look at the values of our culture.
Look how we've concentrated our wealth all the way down to this tiny little bracelet I'm wearing from so and so. You know,
right?
Blood diamonds are a girl's best friend. That's all
right.
I can say.
Well, it's the whole thing with look at our values. We're celebrating these movies in that industry. Why don't we have an award show for like the peacemakers or someone who did something like good for society? I mean, it sounds so Pollyannish to say, which probably also shows how fucked up we are that we're so removed that something like that seems so lame. It's like this whole thing about, I don't know if you've heard about the Department of Peace, that there's this grassroots effort. You know, that's a revolutionary concept, and how pathetically sad that that's a revolutionary concept. And here we are, we're celebrating movies.
But you know, it's not all that unusual. I just yesterday I went, my dad was in town, we went to see Amazing Grace, which is a new movie about the how the slave trade was abolished in England. And it's really interesting because there's so many parallels going on right now. You basically had like a small group of people who are like, hello, slavery is you know, pretty pretty bad. And a large group of people who were saying, oh, poppycock, they probably like it, you know. And this is a true story. And, you know, it took like years and years and years and years of, you know, with no support from the outside right. world to actually accomplish the abolition of the slave trade. And they ultimately had to do it by finding some loophole in the laws about what kind of flags you put on ships. I mean, it's like pretty messed up. But a lot of what you heard, like you had like the opposition talking about, you know, reasons why slavery is okay. And then mm-hmm. you had the other party saying, you know, if they have to dig any deeper in the barrel for evidence, you know, they're going to get splinters in their fingers. Right. That was one of the better lines of the film. And you see that all the time in modern day politics where they're mm-hmm. like, we found this evidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, it's some ludicrous thing that's like piecing other pieces of evidence from like different places and trying to tie them into each other.
Right.
Anyway, I guess the positive thing of it all is that, you know, like in Amazing Grace, it ultimately ended in a victory. So perhaps yeah. in this world, my belief that we're all going to die a horrible death is a little misguided.
I think it could go either way right now, frankly.
Thanks. Thanks for that motivational talk there, Tony Robbins.
I'd rather be honest than motivational or delusional.
So, is it my turn, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, I'll get down off my horse because it's starting to itch. This is a band called Richard Ronk Band, RONK, and you can check him out myspace.com/TheRichardRonkBand. Again, that's RONK, and he's got this album that's awesomely titled "Submitted for Your Approval." So let's see what he means by that. Here you go. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
I'm getting fed up with the price of gas. I like to kick big oil's ass. Get the money to fill my tank. I got to borrow from the bank.
Raise the minimum. we all stood up for what is right. The politicians and the CEOs have pushed us too far, now it's come to blows.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was the Richard Ronk Band. That was fun. MySpace.com/TheRichardRonkBand. He comes to us from, and I was not familiar with this place, Georgia. I'm kidding. I'm looking up Smyrna, Georgia. And he has an album called Submitted for Your Approval. So you can check him out at his MySpace page and tell him you heard his music today on Hear Hear on killradio.org. So, yes, we meet again, Mark.
Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Any other Kill Radio news going on? Any other sort
Let's
of
see.
Exciting things going on? We talked last week about the KCT thing already.
Yeah. Well, why don't we mention again real quick?
If you're tuning in now for the first time, then you might not have heard that.
We were profiled on KCT.org.
We were profiled by the Homeland Security Department.
KCT is the local public broadcasting station here in Los Angeles. They do a lot of community profiles on their website.
It's kind
of
like they do something called
Explore
Web Stories.
California. Yeah. So they
did one on Kill Radio
right,
this month.
Yep. And what's great is they multimedia the fuck out of it. I mean, they just go every single
video and audio
stuff
and
to download. Yeah, they really go for it all. So it's really nice. And what's funny is. Our interview is done while we're doing a show, so we have to stop talking in the middle of the interview to go back to do the show.
And if you can imagine us stopping talking.
Well, it was nonstop talking, basically, for us.
Because we had to talk to them and then talk to...
But what I thought was funny is that they let the tape run. I thought they would, like, fade that out and then fade back up when we come back to interview us again.
Because normally we do this part where we're talking, and then when we play the music, we just sort of sit here awkwardly.
Yeah.
And look at each other with distaste.
Yeah, and kind of point suspicion. Our body away from each other.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
Those are nice pants, though.
The cords.
I almost wore corduroys today.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't want to be distracted by the sound they make when my legs rub against each other.
Your legs are not that fat, John.
No, but when you're wearing corduroys, it's a problem.
I don't notice. These don't do make that sound.
No, those are the new corduroys.
Which, did you notice, though, the KCT interview, how noisy our chairs are?
Yeah. Well, it's one of us was in the squeaky chair.
Yeah.
Which is the Kill Radio mascot. Actually, that's a great idea. We should have a guy dress up as a squeaky chair and go around to Kill Radio events and jump around and say, hey, donate to Kill Radio. Buy a t-shirt.
Get a new chair.
We have t-shirts, by the way. If anybody wants to get one, all you have to do is, well, tell you what, just email me and I'll give you the information. You can just email John, that's JON@killradio.org, and we can work on sending you one. I think they're like $20. You can PayPal it to us.
One of the bands told me they found our shirt for sale. I think it was like at a thrift store in Georgia or something.
Really?
Yeah, it was so odd.
Weird. I don't
know. It wasn't
one
of the Johnny Radio stores, local stores. It was actually.
Must be like an old. Maybe it's an older shirt?
That's why I emailed him back and said, what's on it? What does it look like?
Wow.
We need new shirts, anyways. These ones are from 2005. Hello.
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 I agree. We do need new shirts. But we have shirts that are really cool. So
I love our
shirts. Get rid of them and reap the benefits of the donation.
Mm-hmm.
Expect big things happening at Kill Radio soon because we're going to get some technical upgrades in the near future, which we're very excited about.
Yep.
So, yes, indeed. Let's go back to music.
Okay.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. It's the all submission show where you send us music and we play it. And if you need instructions on that, you go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE and send us a CD, send us MP3s.
Yeah, and you don't have to ask permission, just send it. We're at gunpoint right now.
Yeah.
You have us at gunpoint, we must play it.
That's what happens. We are your humble servants.
I had to say that to a band the other day.
Yeah?
They go, hey, check out our band, blah, blah, blah. I go, no, this is how it works. You have us at gunpoint right now. You must play it. We will play it. So just send it. So this is a band that did just that. They're called Tippy Canoe and the Paddlemen.
You work out.
They're out of Oakland. Come here often. Oakland, California. MySpace.com/TippyCanoe, TIPPY canoe. The song called Puerto Angel. You were listening here on killradio.org. I got it, John.
Okay, great. That's right over there.
Did I do the right one?
Yes, well done.
Spreading out her wings, soaring into Puerto Angel. Oh, wedding celebration, a bride vocation, so swell. Cupid gave his full attention to the two and many mates, giving bubble to his passion, filling hearts with the same. Yeah, the crew is so rich.
Send it.
Yeah, the time is all right.
Welcome back.
On killradio.org.
That was an artist that we've played before, Pink Dreams Awaken out of Houston, Texas. MySpace.com/PinkDreamsAwaken. That was a song called My Gentle Friend. And then before that, once again, was Tippecanoe and the Paddlemen out of Oakland. MySpace.com/Tippecanoe. And we heard a song called Puerto Angel. And so we want to talk about anything that's happened recently, John?
Oh, no. I don't want to go into all the details. I was disappointed because one of my favorite hangout places was in the neighborhood, which I'm still going to vouch for as a cool place because the people who own it are cool and the manager's cool. The night that it was, how you say, Chorizo Fest, like it was like it was just a lot of drunk locals and me and my fiance and her two pretty young friends.
So basically, there was only three girls in the place.
Aside from the waitress.
Work and Ashley, the owner.
Yeah, and Ashley. And, it became awkward as the drunker they got, the more bold they got with their offers. And one of those offers involved inviting us nice people, although I assume not me, back to their place to... dance, as it were, in exchange for free tequila, which is sad. Oh, did you know I found out that the place next to that, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't talk about this on the air, but... I always assumed that it was some like fancy Korean restaurant or something like that.
Oh,
apparently,
right?
It's a gentleman's club where you pay...
It's a strip bar?
No, there's no stripping.
Oh, is it the taxi dancing thing?
It's more like you pay $300 for someone to have a 20-minute conversation with you.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
you pay another $300, you know, for their next drink. And this is eventually supposed to lead to a sustained and meaningful relationship at a motel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, totally. How'd you hear that? From someone who lives and works in the neighborhood. So,
and's been there?
I guess, or maybe talked to the owners or something. Hmm. I guess, I don't know. I don't know if it's a first-hand account or not.
Wow.
It doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, the place looks really, from the outside looks really, like, nice, you know?
I'm telling you, this neighborhood is so bizarre because it's such a train wreck of cultures.
Well, so I think there's a lot of underground activity in this neighborhood that I never really thought about. Like, there's a whole world of drugs and sex and religion going on, but not on the surface. It's really interesting.
I like how you put the three together.
So move to Mid-Wilshire, is what I'm saying.
Is that what this area is called?
I believe they call it Mid-Wilshire.
Oh, okay.
Or Koreatown. Or I think it's between Koreatown and... No, actually, I think technically this is called Wilshire Center.
Really?
Technically. But
we're kind of far from Wilshire, though.
I don't think it has anything to do with Wilshire Boulevard. I think it's named after a guy named Wilshire, or someone who invented the Duke
of
Wilshire.
You got all the Central Americans and their markets.
Yes.
And then you got all the Koreans... And their markets and restaurants and all that.
Yes. And then there's you and I.
And then there's us, yeah. And then there's the Filipino fast food place.
Which I still haven't been to.
Yeah, we should just go there.
It's the juicy yum yum burger or something like that that I have to know about. I want to go to music, though. This is a band called The Mayfire, which I'm excited to play. It's an indie rock band led by, I'm going to read some of this stuff from the one sheet they sent in, led by El Pipe and Caddy Tasso, who met in LA's rock alternative scene before moving to San Francisco. So they sent us a CD. By the way, they sent us an incredible press kit, which is like well wrapped and with a picture. And I really enjoy that stuff. And
it really
here,
does.
They were refining their sound, which carries happy echoes of modern practitioners like Stereo Total, Jack White, and Queens of the Stone Age, as well as older voices like David Bowie, the Stooges, and especially the Pixies. So those are pretty interesting influences to have. So why don't we play a little bit of the Catch Fire? And you can
The Mayfire.
It's because I actually saw the movie Catch Fire the other day. Anyway, go to themayfire.com as well as myspace.com/themayfire. And here's some tracks from their CD, Right and Wrong. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Hurt myself.
Sorry about that. We're taking photos of ourselves and laughing because
wow,
we
that's
realized
really gay.
So we should be crying. Is that the straight way then? The straight way is to cry about it?
Exactly. Oh, God, I can't believe I have to take photos.
Shut up.
Oh, it's so unpleasant. Ugh. Yeah, we're taking promo photos of ourselves.
that looks stupid.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. There's this little program on on Max that is called Photo Booth. And what it does is it just does a – it uses the camera that's built into the laptop itself.
It's a funny toy.
It's a fun to play with. So that's how we did all our photos here in the studio doing Sepia Tone too.
We were just listening to the Mayfire. Just wanted to remind you. If you want to email
about
them.
Music, right?
If you want to email them, it's ELPIPE, El Pipe, at themayfire.com. Or just go to themayfire.com and get more information about them. Yeah, and so they're based out of San Francisco. So hopefully they'll come down to LA again. I know they've played some LA shows. So awesome. Thank you for your submission.
Yeah.
You're here on killradio.org. If you want to send a CD in, we'll play it. Of course, the ones we played today are going to go into the Kill Radio library for all the other DJs to take a look at, see if they want to play them on their shows.
Yep, yep.
And the address is Kill Radio, attention, here, or Mark and John, and 3806 Beverly Boulevard. Your pen just ran out of ink, didn't it? It always happens to me. I'll wait. Okay, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, or I like to call it Suite 201.
Yeah, suite is much more appropriate.
Los Angeles, California.
Although room 201 is kind of fun.
Room 201 sounds like a horror movie.
It's like school.
That's
school
true.
Horror movie thinks like school.
Los Angeles, California, 90004. And if you want to send MP3s, you just send them via usendit.com to...
To me, Mark. The email address you use for the recipient is mark at killradio.org. And then I get what happens is you upload the track there, and then I get the link. You look so bored in that photo.
I know. I was trying to.
You just upload the track to the link, and what it does is it sends the trying to do this, John. Please help me.
Okay, maybe we can do one where it's
here,
like I'm taking the microphone out of a bag, out of a package.
No more photos, right? Yeah. Okay. What I'm going to suggest doing is just go to myspace.com/here_here HEAR_HERE. Our submission information is there. I've also put the links up. I don't know if you noticed. I put the links up to the KCT interview and the Six Strings in a Hard Place interview. Hit the middle of the button. There you go.
That's a great
anyway.
One.
Anyway.
It's a shame that you're listening
missing,
to radio and can't
yeah,
see this.
Yeah, you're missing all this.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's better.
But, by the way, I thought now is as good a time as any to let you know that we will... probably soon be podcasting on iTunes.
Yeah, that's
so if you're tired of having to click twice to get the show, now you don't have to click at all. The show will magically appear in your iTunes.
Yep.
So that's good. That's good because we wouldn't
you can basically
you to get,
subscribe to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Were you done? I'm sorry. I'm gonna cut
I'm
you
done.
Off. Okay. So let's
I
go
never
back to
finished.
Me. But you're done.
Yeah. It's my turn too.
I said it's your turn.
Yep.
Then go then.
All right.
Let's do this.
Let's do this right now. This is a song called The Ditch Diggers. I'm going to invite them over to beach over there with their fucking...
With their ditch digging devices.
Yes.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Song called Total Wreck. They're out of the Inland Empire and Orange County. God bless them. MySpace.com. This is MySpace.com Hick Ditch Diggers. H-I-C-K Ditch Diggers. I write this stuff down a long time ago, and then go, gee, I hope I wrote that down right, because I'm not sure. Anyway, this song called Total Wreck, which is how I'm feeling right now. Killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Where's my mic? Can't find my mic.
That was, ouch. That was Brimstone Monkey, another band out of Sweden today.
That was different from a lot of the music that we've heard from Scandinavia, I thought. Remember we were talking before about how a lot of the music that comes out, we've gotten from Sweden and the general area has been sort of hard-driven.
Right.
Kind of.
Right, no, that was nice.
Amp rock.
Yeah, that was a song called Song I Love You, Brimstone Monkey out of Sweden, myspace.com/brimstonemonkey. And then again, before that, we heard the Ditch Diggers hailing from both the Inland Empire and Orange County, just to the south and the east of us here in Los Angeles. A song called Total Wreck. And we are back.
On Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yep.
A couple of shows coming up that are really cool that we can recommend of bands who have been associated with Kill Radio, one form or another. Tomorrow night at Silver Lake Lounge, Death to Anders is playing. If you haven't seen Death to Anders play, I personally highly recommend it. I've had them on Is Good. You can download and listen to their interview by going to myspace.com/thisisgood. We've played their music a couple of times on Here, and they were one of the bands that performed at the Kill Radio benefit at the Echo in January, which was such a show. That's a cool show I would recommend. Go see. So they're playing with people, new addition to the Central Second Collective. They have a band in their collective.
Wow.
So,
what was the initiation rites?
I don't know. Being cool, I guess. Like, you know, that's sort of how they pick it, is they decide if it's a band that they like and they want to work with. So, yeah, Silver Lake Lounge tomorrow night, Death to Anders. Rock on. Now I'm going to play for you a band called Nightfur, who's actually performing on Wednesday, the 28th. That's Wednesday, right? Yeah.
Yep.
At Zen Sushi, along with Carball Nightlife and Rocking Horse People. That's a free show. Apparently, Zen is offering $1 off all drinks and 2-for-1 appetizers from 6 to 8. That's what it says. That's awesome. Nightfur goes on at 10. The first band starts at 8. MySpace is, for this band, is myspace.com/Nightfur, NightFur. Nightfur is a Silver Lake Echo Park indie rock trio that draws influence from Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly to King Crimson and Cream. The group's ethereal yet catchy music dances between old school... The group's ethereal yet catchy music dances between old school rock, modern shoegaze, and even dips into the experimental at times. Hey, do you know what shoegaze is? Can you define it? I know it when I hear it, but I don't know. What's the official definition of shoegaze?
What it means?
Yeah.
Kind of makes you look down at your feet, kind of look down, kind of.
Did you just make that up? Or is
no,
that true?
I'm serious. Okay. It's kind of.
I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
I think the meaning that kind of comes with it is that it's introspective, maybe thought provoking. Kind of thing.
Like you when you talk.
Yes. Introspective and thought-provoking.
Yes.
For
and,
me.
And makes me want to look down at my feet.
Yes.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Nightfur. Go check them out on Wednesday. They're playing at Zen Sushi.
Thank you.
here on killradio.org. That was Night Fur. Fuck yeah. That was great. They're playing on Wednesday at Zen Sushi. And I forgot to mention the address before. It's 2609 Hyperion Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90027. That's at Hyperion and Griffith Park Boulevard. Check out myspace.com/nightfur, N-I-G-H-T-F-U-R, as well as nightfur.com. You're listening to Here on killradio.org, where people send us music and we play it on the internet airwaves, and we enjoy it. I enjoy it. You just go through the motions.
But. Yeah, I'm just kind of phoning in my little performance. I'd say today, but that would be kind of a lie. It's always, really.
You should actually literally start phoning in your performance.
Okay. I'll call from home.
Yeah. That would be cool. And then you have like your little like a Walkman or something, a little like MP3 player with a little speaker on it. You put it right up to the receiver of the phone.
So that's what they hear, the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the quality would be good. It'd probably add something.
Because it would only be going through 3 or 4 different levels of degradation.
Right. And I think the bands would appreciate it.
Yeah, I think they would too. Anyway, hopefully we'll be podcasting soon. So you
yeah,
can subscribe
exciting.
To the show and then yeah, and you get exposed to all this wonderful
then you won't have
music
to listen
from
to
all
us,
over the world.
You won't have to listen to us live anymore. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah, you can fast forward whenever you want. Because right now, you're basically like, we got you by the balls, right?
Right.
Check this out. We're gonna do an awkward silence. Watch this.
But that isn't that awkward
for
us.
I mean,
for us, that's the normal silence.
But for them, they're like, wow, they're on the radio.
No, or we can do this where you're like telling a story.
Can you imagine just doing that on corporate radio, like where it's like $1 million a second for, you know, McDonald's has sponsored the show, you know, and we just say, we'd like to take a pause to recognize.
Or the other thing is to start telling a story, like read something. Yeah, you know, we're a webcast only station, and what that means is
good one, excellent.
And so they're like, what?
And if you'd like more information,
or even better, if you'd like more,
or even better,
okay, we got to move on because we're gonna. I'm gonna see how many listeners we don't have now. Everyone who's run screaming away.
Oh my god, it jumped! I bet it jumped. I bet we have more listeners.
Nope.
No, we have the same.
At least they didn't
lose any. Okay, so you're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Yep.
People send us music. We play it on the air. We don't care what you do, where you're from. You send it, we play it. And Mark, let's go to you.
Okay. This is a band called the Dubcats out of London. A song called International Rock. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/dubcats. And let's go to them right here, right now. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Can you move your feet?
Here, here.
Here, here. I was waiting for that song to go brum, right in the middle of us talking. That was the Regressives, local LA band. I think they're actually in East LA, so they're somewhere in my neighborhood. Those song was called Another Kite to Fly. MySpace.com/TheRegressives. And then before that, again, hailing from London, UK, the Dubcats. International Rock was the song, and MySpace.com/Dubcats is their MySpace page, obviously.
Yay.
Yay for them, and yay awesome. For us.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, Kill Radio's all-submission show. But you already knew that because yes. You submitted, and now you're listening to what you wanted to hear played on the air. That's what we do here,
people. As well
as
what our international cavalcade of listeners.
I do hope some of you... Well, there's so many listeners that some of you must not be associated with the bands.
Right.
So I do hope that some of those people are just people who enjoy the randomness of the show as much as we do.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the different bands we've played.
Yes. Speaking
from
of random...
From all the many lands.
Let's go to more music. This comes to us all the way from Los Angeles, California. Her name is Julie Gribble. You can get more information on her by going to juliegribble.com. That's JulieGribble, as well as myspace.com/juliegribble. Here are a couple of tracks from her album Echoes in My Head, which I have to say is just a great name for an album.
Mm-hmm.
Although it suggests a rather large head.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. Echoes
conflicted.
In My Head. Yeah. Julie Gribble, you're listening to it right now on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Love. not my problem. It's not my fault. You lost a bigger part when you broke this heart. I thought I was crazy for all the times that we fought. You just love your addiction more than my affection. So I watched you sleeping. You wouldn't leave. Then I can't give myself. If you need another hand, someone to stand by you, someone to hold on to. If you need a stronger hand, someone who can stand by you.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, and Mark is a sci-fi dork.
No, it's just about Battlestar Galactica that I'm a dork about.
Yes. He's like, well, you know what's interesting about the show is she thought she was human. Turns out she's a Cylon. She is a Cylon. Turns out she thought she was human.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm kidding. I will probably get into that show, too.
No, I won't let you.
If I watch one episode, and then I'll be a bigger Battlestar Galactica fan than you, and then I'll criticize your understanding of the show.
Okay, fine.
Don't you love it when people do that, when you like introduce them to a band or something and they're like, wow, I really like that, thanks for introducing me, and then they become like this uber fan and they challenge you on your knowledge of the band?
No,
after
I've never had that happen. Also, what's that one?
I had to kill a guy, the Klingon friend thing.
The person that clings on to you at a bar and then your best friend then follows you to the next bar and you really want to leave that person
because they take over. You never had that either?
No. You have a lot of weird, different stuff, but then I probably do too compared to you. I mean, you've never watched the Academy Awards and gay porn at the same time.
No, I haven't. Horrible segue, but we were just listening to Julie Gribble. Thank you for submitting your CD, Echoes in My Head. We'll put it in the Kill Radio library.
And yay, it's local.
And it's local. So you can probably check out, it says for tour dates and info, visit juliegribble.com and myspace.com/Julie Gribble. And, Yeah. So I went to this local regional ethnic Korean restaurant called My Secret Recipe. Like, I've always driven by it, and I always thought...
Is it on Beverly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And I thought, you know what? They have really nice facade in front. Like, it's a nice awning. It's like, you know, like good font and everything, and it just looked like a nice place to eat. So I went there and with Shannon, and it was... the service, they were very friendly. They had to find someone to speak English to us, though, which was interesting.
Wow.
And I'm like, great, this is really, you know, regional. But anyway, I ended up getting like a spicy octopus dish.
Yum.
Which, but I think I ate it wrong, and I realized afterwards that I'd probably eaten it wrong. Because they gave us bowls, and then they also gave us the dishes that the food came in.
Right.
And the dish that my food came in was like hot, like it had just come out of an oven hot to keep the food warm. And I think I was supposed to move it from there into a bowl.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of trouble eating it the whole time because the temperature never went down.
Oh, right.
Because it was like eating something right out of the oven. So moral of the story is a deeply regional Korean food is beyond me and I'm semi-retarded.
No. I had the same problem. Have you ever been to Tofu House? It's a chain actually of Korean tofu restaurants. Actually started here and now there's one in Seoul, Korea. But I went there and the way they'd done everything that they did with the food that we ordered, we did totally wrong. We did not understand. There was a lot of plates. There was a lot of different stuff, and we did it all wrong.
I hate it when you go to those places and it's like cook your own food, and then you find out that actually you weren't supposed to cook your own food.
Shut up.
I'm all there with the propane stove and everything.
Shut up.
Trying to make a grilled cheese.
Did they let you take any food home?
I didn't ask, actually. I mean, I ate most of my food, and I just suffered through the pain of it because it was piping hot physically, and it was also super, super spicy.
Was it that material? Was the bowl that it was looked like it was cooked in? Was it that
like it was made
plastic
out of stone.
Resin?
No, it was made out of marble or something.
Oh, okay.
Like black stone.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably like a tofu house. But we wouldn't take our food home because we didn't eat all of it. And they're like, no. No, you can't.
They wouldn't let you?
We don't have anything. We're like, what?
That's unusual.
Yeah. Well, you know, Americans are kind of weird that you can take your food home.
That's not a standard?
I guess in Europe, they don't have that.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
well, I'll
we
find
paid
out.
For
you know,
it.
We're going to Europe for a honeymoon.
Where are you going?
I
said Europe, Mark. God, what?
Yeah, I know.
No,
the
but what countries?
London, two cities in Italy, Berlin, maybe Paris, Amsterdam, and Zurich.
Wow.
In 2 weeks.
Shit.
I don't know if we're going to get to every city in 2 weeks, but we're going to try.
Zurich's real easy because the airport is 10 minutes away from downtown Zurich by like train.
Oh, wow.
I had a three-hour layover.
I have a friend that lives there, so that's why I thought we should go to Zurich.
When are you going again? What time is it?
In May, late May.
It might be cold.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should say hi to Dave Parker when I'm there.
Hey, yeah.
As I see him blinking over there on the instant messenger.
What do you write?
Let's finish
don't
off the
go
show.
To Zurich.
We have one more CD to play for.
Oh, you can take your food home in France.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's Italy you can't.
All right. We're going to move on from that topic and go to Dagger Van Gogh. You can check out myspace.com/DaggerVanGoghMusic. myspace.com/DaggerVanGoghMusic. Here's a couple of tracks from, I believe it's called... Oh, you know what? It'll probably play better if I actually put it in the player. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Right, just like that. All right. Bloom is the name of the CD, and it's by Dagger Van Gogh. Check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Yeah.
you gonna do now?
Now the world does stand still.
We can be a low brow.
Live our lives in bombshells.
Let's go.
Flies, evil pirates in the sky. Even if it seems okay, what's the matter anyway? Or will you be the dinosaur? Risen ladder, risen pole. Apocalypse and lullabies. Rusty trials make our cry go.
What you gonna do now?
Now the world does stand still.
We can be a low brow.
Live our lives in bombshells.
Let's go.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Wow, we're right on time.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever actually ended the show at 2.
Lately.
Or if you're
this year,
in another country.
This year.
7 tomorrow. Or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Dagger Van Gogh and his album Bloom. And you can check him out at myspace.com, Dagger Van Gogh Music. So... enjoy that. He's got a little post-it with a bird and says, I should go south.
Oh, I think that's wrapping paper.
Is it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's a little thick for wrapping paper. You sure? I think it's stationary.
You cheap Jew. God. It's a little thick. My people would never use this for wrapping paper. We'd use the paper our walls, maybe.
Well, whatever. You person.
Overspending
you.
Fag.
Yes,
say it.
Thank
God.
You.
God, I have
you.
To help you?
Great, great. Let's take some garbage and mm-hmm. we'll tape it to the outside of a present so that you can here throw this out for me. Thank you. That's great. It's like putting a flyer on something.
Uh huh.
Which I do because yes. I promote band nights. But yes. You know. Anyway,
let's thank the bands.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite part of the show. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Thank you, Dagger Van Gogh, Julie Gribble, the Regressives, the Dubcats, Night Fur, Brimstone Monkey, the Ditch. Diggers, the Mayfire, Pink Dreams Awaken, Tippy Canoe and the Paddlemen, the Richard Ronk Band, the Chuck Norris Experiment, Leather Mouse, Dead Town Revival, Lotus, and Tiongkun. I don't know if I pronounced Tiongkun right. Yeah. And it's the Ditch Diggers, right?
Because yeah.
I actually wrote the Ditch Digging, and that's why I slipped up on that. Anyway,
thank you everyone.
For your submissions. We have tons more music to play next week, so I yep. do hope you tune in. We're on the air on Kill Radio live every Monday from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific yep. Standard Time. And
also, this show is available for download. We archive it. We're archiving it as we speak.
Yes.
And
just go to the blog on our MySpace.
Yeah, it's blog.myspace.com/here_here. That's the direct way to go. Or just go to myspace.com/here_here and see the blog. You'll see it right there.
Yes.
Yes.
So just go and click on... right-click, save target as, here, awesome.mp3, and go Shut make a sandwich, up. And then come back,
and then
the show will be there.
And then you can see the new photo we uploaded where I look like I'm about to cry, I guess. And you look very perturbed with me.
I don't know. You had some ridiculous suggestion, I think is what that look is. You would say, like, oh, let's do this. And I was like, what? Fan-tranny-tastic. You're listening to Hear Hear, and we're going bye-byes now.
Bye-bye.
On killradio.org. Stick around for some archives of other great shows
oh God,
on
killradio.org.
There's some stuff
okay.
in the Winamp.
Okay,
so.
Great.
Okay, bye-bye.